Book 2, The Book of the Traveler of the Worlds, Canto 10, Kingdoms and Godheads of the Little Mind, page 245. A dwarf three-bodied trinity was her serf. First, smallest of the three, but strong of limb, a low brow with a square and heavy jowl, a pygmy thought needing to live in bounds, forever stooped to hammer fact and form. Absorbed and cabined in external sight, it takes its stand on nature's solid base. A technician admirable, a thinker crude, a riveter of life to habit's grooves, obedient to gross matter's tyranny. A prisoner of the molds in which it works, it binds itself by what itself creates. A slave of a fixed mass of absolute rules, it sees as law the habits of the world. It sees as truth the habits of the mind. In its realm of concrete images and events, turning in a worn circle of ideas and ever repeating old familiar acts, it lives content with the common and the known. It loves the old ground that was its dwelling place, abhorring change as an audacious sin, distrustful of each new discovery. Only it advances step by careful step and fears as if a deadly abyss, the unknown. A prudent treasurer of its ignorance, it shrinks from adventure, blinks at glorious hope, preferring a safe foothold upon things to the dangerous joy of wideness and of height. The world's slow impressions on its laboring mind, tardy imprints almost indelible, increase their value by their poverty. The old, sure memories are its capital stock. Only what sense can grasp seems absolute. External fact it figures as soul truth. Wisdom identifies with the earthward look, and things long known and actions always done are to its clinging hold a balustrade of safety on the perilous stair of time. Heaven's trust to it are the established ancient ways, immutable laws man has no right to change, a sacred legacy from the great dead past, or the one road that God has made for life, a firm shape of nature never to be changed, part of the huge routine of the universe. The smile from the preserver of the worlds sent down of old this guardian mind to earth, that all might stand in their fixed, changeless type, and from their secular posture never move. One sees it circling faithful to its task, tireless in an assigned tradition's round. In decayed and crumbling offices of time, it keeps close guard in front of custom's wall. Or in an ancient night's dim environs, it dozes on a little courtyard stones and barks at every unfamiliar light, as at a foe who would break up its home. A watchdog of the spirit's sense-railed house, against intruders from the invisible, nourished on scraps of life and matter's bones in its kennel of objective certitude.